Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, May 21st, 2008. The Palestine Investment Conference opens in Bethlehem as the death toll of Palestinian patients in the Gaza Strip climbs to 160. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, claimed on Wednesday that one of its fighters in the Gaza Strip was killed early in the morning to the east of the refugee camp of Al-Buraij. In a statement faxed to the press, the brigade said that 25-year-old Ahmed Al-Bahaysa was killed during a resistance mission in the Jor Adeik area of the camp. Meanwhile, the armed wings of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and the Popular Resistance Committees in Gaza declared yesterday night that they jointly fired a developed homemade shell onto the Israeli town of Ashkelon, 12 kilometers away from the Gaza Strip. In other news from Gaza, spokesperson of the Popular Committee Against the Siege in Gaza, Rami Abdo, stated late on Tuesday that the toll of Palestinian patients who have died as a result of not being able to leave the Strip for medical treatment has risen to 160 since the beginning of the Israeli siege 11 months ago. The death toll reached this number after 69-year-old Dr. Abdul Karim Hussein died of a brain tumor after he was unable to leave the Gaza Strip for medical treatment abroad. The Israeli military siege on the Gaza Strip has been in effect since June 2007. Today, several police and security officers linked to the Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called for a general strike in Gaza on June 14, 2008, to coincide with the first anniversary of the Hamas takeover of the coastal region. According to the Ma'an news agency, the officers condemned what they call a, quote, coup against legitimacy on June 14, 2007, referring to Hamas seizing power in Gaza amidst factional fighting with the Fatah party. In the West Bank, the Israeli army invaded the Balata refugee camp in Nablus on Wednesday at dawn and kidnapped three civilians. Eyewitnesses reported that the three kidnapped were Jibril Al-Kabi, 22, Omer Urdonia, 17, and Wasim Hajjah, 17. The Palestine Investment Conference kicked off today at the Jassir Palace Hotel in Bethlehem. The three-day conference is aimed at jump-starting a process of integrating Palestine into the global economy. Over 1,200 Arab, Israeli, Palestinian, and international investors are expected to participate. The conference comes amidst some controversy, as it remains unclear whether the investors will be permitted by Israel to actually implement their projects in the Palestinian-occupied territories. Hassan Abu Libda, the director of the Palestine Investment Conference.
There has been extensive discussion between our Palestinian Investment and Promotion Agency and the Israeli side to apply and exercise what has been agreed upon in Oslo. I was told by Mr. Jafar Taib, the head of that agency, that there is progress in this. This progress is yet to be tested, and to see that some investors are really come and invest, and they do have the necessary multiple entry visas that they need in order to attend to their interests.
Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report was brought to you by Aaron Lakoff.
عنده سبب